We're going to head over to Buffalo and be joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
Hello. Oh, you got me, Ken?
Yep, there we are.
I'm sorry.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. I've got some new phones here, and I can't figure them out yet, so thank you.
All right. Thank you for your time this morning, and obviously a late game Saturday night with the road game at Penn State, and after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Bulls.
Well, you know, much like I felt after the game, really, really proud of our effort. I think we played 30 minutes of some really good football going toe-to-toe with them. Obviously, when you're playing someone of that caliber and their ability to be explosive, a turnover and a couple other, stalled drives, and they jumped on us in that third quarter and just took over the game. But a lot of pluses in this for this young team, and we've got to learn from it and build on it and quickly turn the page here to Liberty.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Leipold. Let's go to our first question for Coach Leipold.
Your first question is from Damian Sordelet with the News in Advance.
Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you this morning?
Doing well. First, I saw Evan posted a update on his status yesterday about his injury. How's the team reacted to that, and what's the plan moving forward? Are you going to go with Kyle at punter now, and what type of progress do you want to see out of him this week after he got thrown into the fire against a really good program?
Well, first of all, I've corresponded with Evan even within the hour here. He did have surgery yesterday. Hopefully, we'll be returning to campus tomorrow sometime. I think our team obviously very concerned for him, and he's a great teammate, an outstanding young man. He's involved in a lot of different things within our athletic department and our campus. So that's a huge blow losing him. As he told me, he knows it's a long recovery, but he's ready to go attack it. And Kyle Van Treese, as of right now, will be our punter. And, just like when Kyle got thrown into playing time as a true freshman, he never flinched, went in there and did it. He's done it off and on in our program, and that'll be the plan, that he'll be our punter moving forward.
And as you look at Matt Myers, and I guess week two is a little bit better of a gauge of where he's at when you're playing a team with 85 scholarships at Penn State. How did you assess his performance, and what do you think he needs to work on going up against the Liberty, where, with that front four, they're probably going to try to make it very uncomfortable for him in the pocket?
Yeah, I think that's the same thing that Penn State tried to do, is make it uncomfortable for him as well. I thought for a redshirt freshman to go into that environment on national television, I don't know if you could have asked for anything more of Matt Myers. He was cool, calm, collected the whole way through, never got rattled. Yeah, he wished he'd had a couple throws back, especially the interception, slightly thrown behind. But those are all great learning moments. We didn't have communication breakdowns. We had all the things that you're looking for. I thought it was a huge, huge step in the development of Matt Myers as a starting quarterback.
And what can, in helping with his development, when you have two good running backs like Patterson and Marks, and with the way Liberty's been allowing rushing yards this year against Syracuse and Louisiana, how big of a factor are they going to play into your game plan Saturday to get the running game going and allow Myers to have a few cleaner looks down the field when Liberty has to bring more into the box?
Well, our running game is always going to be important to us. When you have two players that have played as well as Kevin and Jared have, we want to make sure. But we're always going to strive for balance, and that's what we have to be. And, getting Antonio Nunn back on the field, Dominic Johnson got some more game experience at receiver, Lamero Smith saw his first year. We've got a lot of new players playing out at the wide receiver spot, and each and every game they're going to learn and get better. That's going to help Matt develop. Matt's going to get better, and hopefully we're going to be able to sustain a balanced running attack and hopefully make our offense complete, and that'll be the goal as we continue to work through the non-conference part of the schedule.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for hopping on. Appreciate it.
Your next question is from Rachel Lindsay with the Buffalo News.
Hi, Lance. Thanks for the update on Evan Finnegan. Have you spoken with his doctors yet about the surgery he underwent on his leg and what that entailed?
No, I have not spoken with the doctors and don't have any plans to that. That's between Evan, his family, and the doctors. I'm sure our doctors will have dialogue with them as well as our training staff and to find out, like I said, some of those things get to the point where, Evan will share what he wants to share with on all those things.
Mm-hmm. Now, with Kyle Van Trace being your punter, will he still be the backup quarterback as well?
Yes. Yes, he will.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Lance, for you, growth week 2 to week 3 for your football team, what are you looking for and anticipating to seeing from your Bulls?
Well, I think we have to improve in all three areas yet. We're still, fundamental errors, decision-making, things like that in the return game and special teams. Offensively, again, consistency. As we all know as coaches, there's always one or two little things that can go wrong on a play that we have to keep developing, and a lot of that has to do with inexperience on some of those things that we have to get cleaned up. Defensively, we didn't, our missed tackles end up being big plays, pursuit angles, some things like that, communication breakdown. So all those things are there, but from game one to game two and especially opponent setting the whole thing, I'm really pleased at the step that we took. Now we got to keep taking them.
Well, Lance, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Liberty. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much. For Lance Leipold and his Buffalo Bulls, coming off the 45-13 loss at Penn State on Saturday, they will be on the road this coming Saturday, September 14th at Liberty at 6 p.m. Eastern. That game available on ESPN+.